Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody, from the Palace in Coldwater, Ohio. It's high school volleyball. Fort Recovery Lady Indians have a monumental task ahead of them tonight, as Fort Recovery will be facing the number one team in the state, the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers, who are undefeated on the year at 13-0. They're co-leaders of the MAC Conference with a 4-0 record in the MAC, along with Marion Local. Fort Recovery played Marion Local earlier this year and stayed right with them, I believe it was 4 or 5 sets, and Marion Local is ranked number 2 in the state of Ohio. They're also undefeated at 13-0 on the year. So my theory, if Fort Recovery can stay with Marion Local, they can play with Coldwater as well. Coldwater won over Versailles on Tuesday night, 3-1. So Versailles did win a set. So we'll see how things go here. Other standings in the conference, again, Coldwater's number 1. Marion's tied with them. New Bremen is number 3 with a record of 11-1 and 3-1 in the conference. St. Henry is number 3 as well, actually tied with New Bremen. They're 3-1 in the conference, 10-3 overall, though. Parkway is the 5th-ranked team in the conference at 10-4 on the year and 2-2 in the conference. Fort Recovery comes in at number 6, as they are 1-3 on the season, 7-5. I'm sorry, they're 1-3 in the conference for Fort Recovery, 7-5 on the year. So Fort Recovery, 7-5, 1-3 in the conference. Coldwater, 13-0, and they are 4-0 in the conference. In the JV matchup, it was Coldwater winning 25-21, I should say, and 25-19. So Coldwater won both sets in the JV competition. They were both pretty competitive, but Coldwater came out on top 25-21, 25-19. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and all of her staff at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office. Now, her staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tenn and Chrissy Hart. They're located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Go get them, Lady Indians, says Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry. Dr. Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. Fort Recovery will serve first here. It will be Kayla Heitkamp getting the chores. And the first serve is dug out to the net. Here's a hit. Fort Recovery digs it out. Back over by Niekamp, and it's a kill. Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp comes through with a kill to start things out, and it's 1-0. Another serve here for Kayla Heitkamp. Good serve. Here's the set, the smash. And we got apparently Fort Recovery was in the net. So we didn't go ahead to decide that between the two teams. The official decided that one. Fort Recovery called to be in the net. So point for Coldwater. Tied at 1-1. Here's the first serve for Coldwater. It's a good one. There's a smash by Niekamp, and she gets another kill. Carly's off to a great start tonight with 2 kills, and it's Fort Recovery 2 and Coldwater 1, and side out Lady Indians. Serving now is going to be Cameron Mullenkin. Cameron's serve is a good one. Here's the set. The smash and a block by Carly Niekamp. Wow. What a start for Carly. 2 kills and a block. Another point for Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp will continue to serve. It's 3-1. Here's the next serve for Cameron. It's a good one. Dug out by Mia Kanapke. Here's the dink over to Fort Recovery. Played by the Lady Indians. Cameron Mullenkamp to Holman, who just free balls it over. Now here's a hit by Coldwater. It's in, they say, and the kill for Spencer Etzler. Spencer, the daughter of Mike Etzler, who's one of the assistant coaches, along with head coach Nikki Etzler. Good serve here for Coldwater, and Kennedy Mollenkamp gets a kill for the Lady Indians. And Fort Recovery moves ahead 4-2. Side out again for Fort Recovery. Going back to serve is our libero, Kenna Dews. Dews serve is a good one. Here's the dig to the net and the set. There's a hit and a kill for Paige Ontrop of Coldwater, and getting the assist was Mia Kanapke. Coldwater will serve now. Spencer Etzler goes back to serve. It's a good serve to Kenna Dews. Now Kennedy Mollenkamp will hit it over. Kind of a free ball. Back to Fort Recovery and off the fist of Cameron Mollenkamp, and a kill for the Coldwater Lady Cavs. 4-4 tie here. Service point there for Etzler. She serves again, and it's an ace serve off the fist of Kennedy Mollenkamp. So it's now 5-4 as Coldwater has taken the lead. I think this is the first time they've had the lead in this set. Another serve by Etzler. Dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for the outside hitter, Bridget Homan. Here's a block. Back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp, two-hand shove over. Here's a smash by Coldwater. Played by Cameron Mollenkamp. Kenna Dews to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy free balls it over. Here's the set. The push over. And it's a kill for Paige Ontrop. Little two-hand push over, and she got the kill. Another service point for Spencer Etzler. Three in a row now for her here. It's now 6-4. Here's another good serve. Heitkamp will set for Bryn Willman, and Willman got the kill. Smashed it right down the middle. Bryn Willman with the kill, side out, Fort Recovery. That's Bryn's first kill of the evening, and here is Bridget Homan going back to serve now. Good serve dug out to the net. It goes. Mia Kanapke hits it over, and they're going to call her in the net. Point Fort Recovery. Bridget Homan serves again. Tied up at 6-2-6. Good serve. Here's the dig by Coldwater. They'd have to free ball it over, but they didn't get it over. Four hits on Coldwater. Didn't get it over on the third hit. So point Fort Recovery. Bridget Homan serving again. She's only a sophomore, very talented sophomore. So is Fort Recovery's Cameron Mollenkamp, only a sophomore and very talented. Here's a smash, a block by Bryn Willman. Back over by Mia Kanapke to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp to Kenna Dews. She sets for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Kennedy comes down with the kill. Three straight service points here for Bridget Homan. She will serve again, and Fort Recovery has an 8-6 lead now. Good serve dug out by Coldwater. Mia Kanapke will set. A block by Fort Recovery. Back over to Fort Recovery on the free ball. Here is Kennedy Mollenkamp over. The set by Kanapke. Smash and a block. Not sure who all that was. I know Kayla Heitkamp was in on that. And Coldwater wants timeout. Lady Cavs falling behind here by a score of 9-6. We'll be back in a moment here at the Palace in Coldwater right after this.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. There's things I hate and there's things I love. I hate winter and I hate snow and I hate taxes. I love my family and my country, and I love a good mower. This year, if you're in a relationship with a mower that you don't love, then tell your mower that it's time to start seeing other people. At Hall Brothers, we carry mowers that you'll love, like Grasshoppers, Toro, and Kubota. Whether it's new or used, we've got your next mower. Life is too short not to love your mower. Hall Brothers, for your lawn and garden needs in Fort Recovery.
So far, so good. Fort Recovery playing the number one team in the state very well here. Fort Recovery 9, Coldwater 6 here in the first set, and Bridget Homan will serve again. And it is a good serve again. Dug out to the net. Mia Konapke sets. And the outside hitter hit that one out of bounds. That was Morgan Blasingame, and Fort Recovery picks up the points. Another service point for Bridget Homan, and this one is too long on the serve this time. So we have a dreaded service error, giving Coldwater the serve back. That makes it 10-7 now. Fort Recovery leads by three. Now going back to serve is Kira Konapke. I would bet you she might be the sister of Mia. I don't know. Then that Kira's serve is too long. Service error for her. We won't complain. Kennedy Mollenkamp will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians, who lead 11-7 here in the first set. Very impressive so far tonight. Kennedy Mollenkamp serves a good one. Dug out to the net by Mia Konapke. Here's the smash and the kill this time for Morgan Blasingame. Mia Konapke will go back to serve now for Coldwater on side outs. It's 11-8. Fort Recovery leads by three. Konapke serve is good. Bridget Homan to Cameron Mollenkamp to Kennedy's, who just free balls it over. Here's the dink back over by Coldwater. Now the free ball by Kayla Heitkamp to Coldwater. Here's this hit by the outside hitter, and she hit it out of bounds. That was Olivia Broering who hit it out of bounds for Coldwater. So Fort Recovery with side out. And Bryn Willman goes back to serve. She had a very nice serving night the other night. And there's an ace for Bryn Willman. An ace for Bryn Willman. Fort Recovery now leads 13-8 here in the first set. Bryn has another serve dug out by the back line. Here's the set by Konapke. The smash played by Fort Recovery back to Coldwater. Another set, a block by Niekamp. Back to Niekamp. She hits it over again. Here's Niekamp hitting it back over on a free ball. Here's the set for Coldwater. And they mishit it. Set was by Spencer Etzler, and mishitting it was Olivia Broering. And Fort Recovery picks up the points. Good serve by Willman. Battle at the net. Here's the set. Two-hand shove over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp to Niekamp. And there is a wicked hit by the middle hitter for Coldwater, Morgan Blasingame, who gets the kill. Now 14-9. Fort Recovery still leads by an amazing 5 points here in this first set. Good serve by Coldwater. And Kennedy Mollenkamp hits it over. Coldwater free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Homan to Heitkamp, who will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. A smash. And didn't get it over the net on the smash. Four hits on Fort Recovery. Service point for Morgan Blasingame. She will serve again. Dug out by Homan to Heitkamp. Now Cameron Mollenkamp hits it over on the spike. Here's a hit by Coldwater, blocked by Fort Recovery. Smash, dug out by Kennedy's, back to Coldwater. Here's a set by Konapke. The hit and off the fist of Bridget Homan, and another kill for Morgan Blasingame. That's her third kill of the evening, and that cuts the lead to 14-11. She will serve again and serves into the net. Service error for Blasingame. 15-11 now. Fort Recovery by four. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back and serve for the second time for her in this set. Good serve. Dug out by Coldwater to the net. Konapke will set. The cross-court hit. It's off of Kennedy Mollenkamp. And it's a kill for Coldwater's Spencer Etzler. That's her second kill of the night. Side out Coldwater. Back to serve now is Campbell Etzler. A couple Etzler girls on this team. Good serve. Here's the dig by Homan. Hit now by Cameron Mollenkamp. Konapke will set, and the hit back to Fort Recovery's And Niekamp got the kill from the middle hitting spot. Carly Niekamp picks up a kill. She's been playing really well lately. And Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Side-out Indians leading 16-12. Good serve. Here's a smash and a kill, I believe. Yep. Kill for Spencer Etzler. That was where nobody was. So side out to Coldwater. And going back to serve now is Briley Kanapke. Coldwater's cut the lead to 3 points here, 16-13. Good serve, dug out by Kennedy's. Here's a smash by Kennedy Mullenkamp. She got the kill. I believe that was Heitkamp with the assist. 17-13, Lady Indians leading here, and Kennedy's will serve. Good serve. Here's the dig to the net for Mia Kanapke. And the hit by Spencer Etzler, and she got the kill. Give Kanapke the assist, and Spencer Etzler the kill, and it's 17-14. Coldwater side out again. Spencer Etzler goes back to serve. Lady Cavs trail by three, number one team in the state of Ohio. Good serve. Heitkamp will set for Bridget Homan. Hits it over and hits it out of bounds. Point for Coldwater. It's now 17-15. Spencer Etzler is serving again, dug out by Homan. Heitkamp will set for Bryn Willman. Willman, soft hit over. Here's a smash by Mia Kanapke, and she got the kill. That is Mia's first kill tonight, and Fort Recovery calls timeouts with Indians now only leading by one. It was 15-11, but now it's 17-16. Indians up by just one. We'll be back in a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
17-16, Lady Indians up by one. They've led almost the entire way. I think Coldwater did lead at 1 point by about, I think they only had a 1 point lead, and that's been it. Spencer Etzler, another nice serve. Here's the set for Heitkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp, and it's a block for Coldwater. I believe that was Paige Antra. Another service point for Spencer Etzler. We've got ourselves a tie match here. Tie set, 17-17. Spencer Etzler again serving. Homan to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Homan and got the kill. You have Heitkamp, the assist, and Bridget Homan gets the kill, and that gives the Lady Indians a lead back. That is the first kill of the night for Bridget. Bridget is serving now. Niekamp will set, and a hit. Hitting it through the block is Morgan Blassingame and picking up the kill. Side out Coldwater. We're tied up again. 18-18. Boy, this would be a big win for Fort Recovery if they could pull off this set win here. Now serving for Coldwater's Kira Kanapke. Good serve, and it's going to be an ace serve. Fort Recovery can't play it. Now Coldwater has the 1 point lead, 19-18. Kira Kanapke serving again. Good serve, dug out by Dews to Heitkamp. Bryn Willman dinks it over. Coldwater on the set, hit back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Bridget Homan, a smash, and got the kill. Bridget Homan with her second kill in the set, and that ties it up, 19-19. And going back to serve now for the Lady Indians is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Fort Recovery tangling with the number one team in the state tonight and doing very well so far. All tied. Let's serve, played by Coldwater. Kanapke will set for Blassingame. And Fort Recovery returns it, but it goes out of bounds, so give Lassingame a kill. And Kanapke, Mia Kanapke, gets another assist. She's their main setter. Here's Mia Kanapke serving. Good serve to Heitkamp. Now Willman hits it over. Coldwater to Lassingame. Kennedy Mullenkamp sets for Cameron Mullenkamp. Coldwater plays it, and they set for Lassingame in the middle hitter's position, and she blasts it down for the kill. That is her sixth kill of the evening. It's 21-19 now. Service point for Mia Kanapke. Mia serving. Dug out by Holman to Kayla Heitkamp. Second hit goes over. She tried to surprise him. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's Dews freeballing it over to the net. Mia Kanapke back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mullenkamp. Can't make the kill. Here's a smash by Lassingame. Fort Recovery trying to save it. It's at the net, and Lassingame gets a block. Lassingame comes through with a block, and that makes it 22-19 now. Coldwater by three. Holman to Heitkamp. Here's Cameron Mullenkamp on a spike. Can't get the kill. There's Willman. Willman gets the kill from her middle hitting position. Bryn Willman, her second kill of the night, and that makes it 22-20. And Bryn will go back to serve. We need a little run here of two or three points. Bryn Willman's serve is good. Dug out by Coldwater. Lassingame to Kanapke. And Kanapke sets for Lassingame, and she puts it down for a kill. Coldwater gets side out. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Lady Indians now trail by three. 23-20. Coldwater in the lead here in the first set. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Now, Fort Recovery needs some points here. Trailing 23-20. They need to get side out here and then put up a couple more points to try to get back in this set. Lassingame will do the serving. Morgan Lassingame, an outstanding senior for Coldwater. Good serve. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Kennedy's. Back to Mullenkamp. That's Kennedy. Hits it over. Coldwater plays it. Here's the two-hand shove back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will pass over to Kennedy Mullenkamp, who sets for sister Cameron. The hit back over. Here's Coldwater. And they got the kill from Spencer Etzler. That is her fifth kill of the evening. Another service point for Lassingame. And this is set point here, 24-20. Coldwater in the lead. There's the dig by Holman, and Niekamp gets it back over twice. The set and the hit played by Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back over to Coldwater. There's the set, the hit back over, and they got the kill. Kill for Coldwater, and that makes it 25-20, and that's it. Coldwater wins the very first set of the match. But Fort Recovery gave them a good run. Just couldn't quite get enough there at the end. We'll be back with set number two coming up in just a moment here on WPGW-FM at 100.9 on your FM dial.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself. And we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Couch Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Couch Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at couchpharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
And here we are for the next level of this competition. Fort Recovery and Coldwater going to set number two here tonight. Morgan Blassingame was the big hitter there in the first set. She ended up with a total of 7 kills. And Spencer Etzler had a total of 5 kills. Fort Recovery had three kills from Carly Niekamp, 3 kills from Kennedy Mullenkamp, 2 kills from Bridget Holman, and 2 kills from Bren Willman. Good serve by Coldwater to start this second set. Cameron Mullenkamp hits it over. And over back, free balling it to Fort Recovery. Here's a hit back to the Lady Indians. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will give to Niekamp. And what do we got? Coldwater in the net. Point Fort Recovery. So Fort Recovery picks up the first point of the set. Kayla Heitkamp goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by Coldwater, by Campbell Etzler. Back over to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill for Coldwater. One to one. Harlow Hine will go back to serve now for Coldwater. Good serve. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mullenkamp. And Coldwater had problems. They free ball it back, though. Here's Heitkamp setting for Cameron Mullenkamp. She blasts it again. Coldwater plays it, hitting it over. Kennedews will dig it out. Set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's Coldwater's blasting game on a blast. And I think there was a block by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve now. 2-1 score. Lady Indians leading here in this second set. And almost an ace serve, but they were able to free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp on the smash. Coldwater plays it. Mia Kanapke back to Fort Recovery. Here's a hit by Bridget Holman, blocked by Coldwater. Here's a set for Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp hits it over. Kanapke sets for Spencer Etzler, and Etzler gets the kill. That was Mia Kanapke with the assist. Spencer Etzler now with 6 kills on the night, and she will go back to serve here with the score tied at 2 apiece. Coldwater against 13-0 on the year, ranked number 1 in Ohio. And there's an ace serve for Spencer Etzler. Fort Recovery 7-5 on the year. Spencer will serve again. Dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp, but she couldn't get it up in the air, and that's an ace serve for Spencer Etzler, her second in a row. She will serve again. Coldwater leading now 4-2. And almost another ace serve, and it is. She just hit that in the right spot and gets her third ace serve in a row. 5-2 now. Coldwater leading. And this time, Etzler almost got her fourth ace, but it was just a little bit too long out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the point, side out Lady Indians. Here's Kenna Dews now serving our libero. Good serve, dug out by Blasingame. Spencer Etzler will set for Blasingame. Blasingame hits it over and hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Kenna Dews picks up her first service point of the night, and it's 5-4. Lady Indians down by one. Kennedy serves a good one. Spencer Etzler to the net. Mia Kanapke will set for Blasingame. And Blasingame gets the kill. That's their. That's definitely their method of operation, so to speak. Mia Kanapke setting for Blasingame, who hits from usually the middle hitting position. Here's a serve now by Coldwater. They lead 6-4. Good serve. Bryn Willman back to Coldwater. Mia Kanapke sets for Blasingame, and she gets another kill. And another assist for Mia Kanapke. 7-4 now. Another service point for Kira Kanapke. She will serve again. Kenna Dews will dig it out. Heitkamp will set for our outside hitter, Bridget Homan, and she got the kill. Bridget Homan with her third kill of the evening. Side out Lady Indians. Bridget will go back to serve. It's now 7-5. Monday night, our next match here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com, we'll have Fort Recovery and Wapakoneta from Fortside Fieldhouse. Here's a smash by Kennedy Mollenkamp, and what do we got? Somebody in the net, I believe, and Fort Recovery gets the point. Bridget Homan goes back to serve. 7-6 now. Lady Indians only down by one. Here's the pass to the net. Blasingame hits it over and gets another kill. It's another assist for Mia Kanapke. What a machine they are. That's 10 kills already here for Blasingame. Here's Mia Kanapke serving. Good serve. Homan will pass to Heitkamp, who sets for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp cross-court hit. Coldwater able to play it. There's a block by Bryn Willman. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set. Kennedy Mollenkamp almost got the kill, but not quite. Coldwater saves it. And out of bounds on the hit by Olivia Boring, and Fort Recovery gets the side out. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving. Good serve. Ace serve for Kennedy. That's her first ace of the night. And we're tied up at 8 apiece. Boy, these Lady Indians playing Coldwater tough tonight. Lost the first set 25-20 after leading 15-11. Here's Blasingame on a smash, and it's a block by Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp, another serve. Fort Recovery has taken the lead, 9-8 here. Here's the dig by Blasingame to Mia. Sets for Spencer Etzler, who free balls it over. Here's a blast by Cameron Mollenkamp. Coldwater able to save it. Get back over to Fort Recovery. And getting the kill was Harlow Hine. Her first kill of the evening. That makes it 9-9. We're all tied up. And Blasingame, Morgan Blasingame, will go back to serve. Good serve dug out by Bridget Holman. Heitkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp. A block by Coldwater. Fort Recovery plays it. Cameron Mollenkamp back to Coldwater. Here's the set. Spencer Etzler setting for Coldwater's Olivia Broering, and Broering ends up with the kill. Service point there for Morgan Blassingame. She'll serve again. 10-9, Lady Cavs have taken the lead. And there's Bren Willman trying to hit it over and didn't get enough height on it and hits it in the net. Another point for Coldwater. It's now 11-9. Blassingame's serve is an ace serve off the fist of Kennedy Mollenkamp. That's her first ace serve of the night. And Coach Travis Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery wants timeout. Again, Travis Guggenbiller coaching Fort Recovery. Nikki Etzler, the head coach of the Lady Cavaliers, assisted by, among others, her husband, Mike Etzler. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Are you in need of a new mower? Well, buckle up, because the spring mower sale at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery just got better. We've got top brands like Toro, Grasshopper, Kubota, and Cub Cadet all on sale. And the best part? Used mowers from these trusted brands are marked down some as much as $1,000. Don't miss out on this chance to save. Visit Hall Brothers today and drive home with the mower of your dreams. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your one-stop shop for premium mowers at unbeatable prices.
Scores Coldwater leading here 12-9 in this second set. They won the first set 25-20. Blassingame serves again, and it's out of bounds. Side out Lady Indians. Bren Willman goes back to serve. Bren is only a sophomore, a very young Fort Recovery team. Here's a smash by Broering. Played by Bren Willman to Heitkamp. Now to Kneecap, hits it over. Coldwater in the middle, and they hit it out of bounds. Harlow Hine from the middle hitting position hit that out of bounds. Service point for Bren Willman. Now 12-11. Smash by Spencer Etzler, and a block, but the block goes out of bounds. So give Etzler the kill. And we'll give the serve to Campbell Etzler. Good serve. Cameron Mollenkamp back to Coldwater. Here's the dink over by the Lady Cavs, by Paige Ontrop, who gets the kill. That was one of those soft placement kills, and it's 14-11. Ace serve for Campbell Etzler. It's now 15-11. Coldwater in the lead here. Campbell Etzler will serve again. Let's serve for another ace. That's one of those you just couldn't play. Let's serve, and it just fell over and nobody could get to it because it was a let's serve. That means it just clips the top of the net and falls over on the other side. Another serve by Etzler. This one's a good one. Here's a hit back over by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to Coldwater. Mia Kanapke will set for the outside hitter, played by Kennedy's, and at the net. Fort Recovery can't get it over. Another service point for Campbell Etzler. Timeout for Fort Recovery again, as it's now 17-11. Lady Indians in a bit of trouble here, trailing by six as we're getting towards the latter stage of the set. We'll be back in a moment.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Cooper Farms with several area locations, including Fort Recovery, St. Henry, and many other area communities. A great community partner, that's Cooper Farms. Okay, serving again is Campbell Etzler. This serve is a good one, dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp, who spikes it over. Here's a hit by Blassingame back to Fort Recovery. Dews to the net. A battle at the net, and getting the block was Spencer Etzler. Right at the net. She had the position and got the block, and her sister Campbell gets another service point. Dug out by Kenna Dews. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp on the hit. Coldwater able to play it. Spencer Etzler hits it back over. Now Fort Recovery free balls it to Coldwater. Smash and a kill for Spencer Etzler. She has 8 kills on the night now, by the way. And again, Campbell Etzler's serve continues, 19-11 now. Hit back over by Fort Recovery on the serve. Here's Spencer Etzler to Kenna Dews for Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Homan, and Homan hits it over and hits it out of bounds. Another service point for Campbell Etzler. That's at least her 7th in a row here. And she will serve again. Good serve, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Kenna Dews and Kennedy Mollenkamp had kind of a mix-up there, and they both went after it and did not help each other, and ball went out of bounds. Give Campbell Etzler an ace. Campbell serves again. This time she hits it into the top of the net for a service error, and that's one way to stop her. Take advantage of her own error, and Fort Recovery has the serve back, side out. 21-12 now. Lady Indians needing a big run here to get back into this set. Here's a good serve. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp, and Carly gets the kill. She got off to a quick start tonight with 2 kills and a block early in the first set, but hasn't been involved much in the offense since. Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. Good serve. Here's a smash and a kill for Coldwater. That was Harlow Hine getting her 2nd kill of the night. It's now 22-13. And going back to serve is Briley Kanapke for Coldwater. She's a freshman on this team. Good serve, and it's an ace serve for Briley. It's now 23-13. 1 more for Briley Kanapke. Dug out by Bridget Homan. Here's Heitkamp setting for Carly Niekamp. And a block. That's by Paige Ontrop. Give another service point to Briley Kanapke. 24-13. Here's your set point. Kenna Dews digs it out. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. A blast and got the kill. Cameron Mollenkamp keeps our thin hopes alive. It's now 24-14. Good serve there by Cameron Mollenkamp. A smash by Spencer Etzler. And she got the point, and that's it. Spencer Etzler with another kill. 25-14. Fort Recovery goes down in the 2nd set, now trailing 2 sets to none. That was not near the competitive set the first set was, when Fort Recovery had the lead for much of the first set and then let it get away at the end. This time Coldwater, they pretty much dominated on this one, winning 25-14. We'll be back with the 3rd set. Coldwater could close it out with a victory. We'll see right after this.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Ford Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FordRecoveryInsurance.com.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaup Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaup Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaup Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, here we go with the third set. This whole season's kind of winding down. This is our 13th match of the year for Fort Recovery and Coldwater's 14th match of the year. Coldwater undefeated, 13-0. Fort Recovery 7-5. Here's Heitkamp. Good serve, dug out by Coldwater. Spencer Etzler nails it right at Kenna Dews, and Kenna can't play it, and Spencer Etzler picks up a kill. That's kill number 10 for Spencer now. Going back to serve is Kira Kanapke. 1-0, Coldwater with the early lead here. Good serve. Bridget Homan will pass to Heitkamp, who sets for Carlene Ekamp. Coldwater able to play it. Back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Back over to Coldwater. Mia Kanapke will set. And there's the kill by Paige Ontrop from the middle hitting spot. Mia Kanapke has a ton of assists tonight. Serving is Kira Kanapke. Good serve. Here's a smash by Kennedy Mullenkamp, and it's a block by Coldwater, and Coldwater picks up the point. I believe that was Harlow Hine who came through with the block there. Another service point for Kira Kanapke. Good serve dug out by Homan to Heitkamp. Two-hand shove over by Homan. And Coldwater can't play it. That's amazing. They just had some confusion there, which doesn't happen to them very often. And so Fort Recovery gets the point side out. 3-1. Coldwater leads by 2. Kennedy Mullenkamp now goes back to serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by Blasingame to Kanapke. There's the dink over. Smash by Homan, and it's Spencer Etzler getting a block. And another point for Coldwater. Spencer Etzler, quite a player. Back to serve now, side out for Coldwater, Briley Kanapke. Service error. That's a rare occasion for them tonight. Fort Recovery's able to operate their offense, but they're not getting many kills tonight. Coldwater's defense has been excellent. Here's Kenna Dews on the good serve. Dug out by Blasingame to Kanapke. Here's a smash by the outside hitter. And it's a kill for Paige Ontrop. 5-2 now. Spencer Etzler back to serve. Good serve. And in fact, it's an ace serve. Ace serve for Spencer Etzler. She'll be back to serve again. She's one of those non-superstitious people, wears number 13. Here's the dig by Homan. Right at the net is Blasingame. Fort Recovery able to play it. Cameron Mullenkamp puts it back to Coldwater. Blasingame back to Fort Recovery. Nice save by Kennedy Mullenkamp and to eventually sister Cameron Mullenkamp, who gets the kill. That's only her second kill of the night. And Bridget Homan back to serve now for Fort Recovery. That ended the Spencer Etzler serve. 6-3, Fort Recovery trails by 3. Good serve. We're just going to have to free ball this one over. Spencer Etzler does to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp was set for Cameron Mullenkamp. The spike played by Coldwater. And Heitkamp hits it over on the second hit. Played by Coldwater. On trot back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Homan. And got the kill. Bridget Homan picks up the kill. And goes back and serves now. 6-4. Fort Recovery trails by 2. Good serve there. Dug out by Blasingame. And there is a block by Fort Recovery. Service point for Bridget Homan. 6-5. Good serve. Here's the dig by the libero for Coldwater. Blasingame hits it back to Fort Recovery. Bryn Wellman quickly on the second hit and got the kill on the surprise hit. 6-6. We're all tied up now. Another service point for Bridget Homan. She's had a nice evening this evening. Here's Kanapke setting for Blasingame. That was just a little finesse. Let me see where there's an open hole, and I'll put it there. And she did. Blasingame with another kill. That's her 11th kill of the evening for Blasingame, who's had a very nice match. There's Campbell Etzler serving, and we got a double hit on Fort Recovery. Give Campbell Etzler a service point. Here comes the next serve, dug out by Bridget Homan. Heitkamp to Homan. Homan hits it back over. Ontrop back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mullenkamp, and she buries it for the kill. Cameron Mullenkamp comes through with the kill. And now Cameron will go back to serve with the score 8-7. Lady Indians only down by one here. There's the bump to the net for Mia Kanapke, and a miscommunication there between Kanapke and Blasingame. Blasingame couldn't get to the volleyball after the set. So point for recovery. Another good serve by Cameron Mullenkamp. A block by Bryn Wellman. Here is a hit back over by Ontrop. Here's Heitkamp. Back over to Coldwater. A smash by Kanapke, but into the net. It's a point for recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp back to serve again. Fort Recovery has taken the lead here, 9-8 with that last point. And that serve is out of bounds. Doggone it. Such is the luck. That gives side out to Coldwater. Thank you. serving now is Mia Kanapke, and it's a good serve. It's an ace right in front of Kennedy. She dived to try to get to it, but she couldn't get there and give Mia Kanapke an ace serve. It's now 10-9. Coldwater has regained the lead. Kanapke serve off of Kennedy's. Bridget Homan just freeballing it over as Kayla Heitkamp. Here's a smash by Blassingame, and she got the kill. From the middle hitting spot, Morgan Blassingame gets the kill, makes it 11-9. Another service point for Kanapke there. Kanapke serves again. Good serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp got the kill. That was not necessarily a wicked hit, but in the right spot. And Kennedy Mollenkamp gets her fourth kill of the evening. Here's Bryn Willman now serving for the Lady Indians. Good serve, dug out by Etzler. Here's Blassingame on a smash, and what happened there? She got the kill. Back to serve now is Morgan Blassingame. Tomorrow night we'll be at Bluffton for Jay County football on the radio. There's an ace serve for Blassingame. Ouch. Makes it 13-10, Coldwater by three. Fort Recovery Radio will be at home with the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays tomorrow in football. FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's a hit by Carly Niekamp, and she got the kill. Kill number five for Carly tonight. That makes it 13-11. Lady Indians cut the lead to two. It's Student Appreciation Night also tomorrow night at Fort Recovery. All kinds of activities planned. I know they're going to be selling some Krispy Kreme donuts. If you're a Krispy Kreme fan, you can buy those tomorrow night at the game. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery. And Kennedy Mollenkamp hits it back to Coldwater. Mia Kanapke sets to Spencer Etzler, who hits it over. Now back to Coldwater. Kanapke sets for Etzler again. Played by Kennedy's. Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp, a battle. Carly Niekamp back over. And Niekamp back over and got the kill. Had a little two-hand shove that time and picks up the kill for Carly. 13-12, Lady Indians have cut the lead to one. Kayla Heitkamp serving again. Dug out by Blassingame to Mia Kanapke. Kanapke sets for Spencer Etzler, and Etzler blasts it for the kill. Spencer Etzler with kill number 11 on the night. Back to serve now is Kira Kanapke. Good serve. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. Into the net. What do we got here? Niekamp and Paige Ontrop collided there at the net. I'm not sure what the call is going to be. They actually both were in the net. I guess they're going to give it to give Coldwater the point. So back to serve again is Kira Kanapke. Good serve dug out by Kennedy's. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and it's just barely out of bounds. Point Coldwater. Timeout Fort Recovery. Lady Indians down by four, 16-12. This is set number three, and Coldwater already leads 2-0. So a must win for the Lady Indians. They find themselves down by four here in this third set.
Attention all lawn enthusiasts. Get ready for some serious savings at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. For a limited time only, we're slashing prices on all used mowers. That's right, every used mower is marked down with some incredible discounts of up to $1,000 off. Don't miss this chance to upgrade your lawn care arsenal without breaking the bank. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of these amazing deals before they're gone. Hall Brothers, your destination for quality mowers at unbeatable prices.
We are at the Palace, Coldwater, Ohio, number one team in the state, the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers, with a perfect 13-0 record, perfect in the MAC Conference at 4-0, leading the MAC Conference along with Marion Local, who's also 4-0. Back serving again is Kira Kanapke. She's had a nice little run here to put Coldwater up by 4 points, 16-12. Good serve dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Here's the dink over by Carlene Camp. Spencer Etzler hits it over and got the kill. Fort Recovery couldn't make the return. Kill number 12 for Spencer Etzler. Another service point for Kira Kanapke. She will serve again. 17-12, Coldwater by 5. Here's the set, Heitkamp to Homan. Homan on the smash, played by Coldwater. Here's a blast by... Yes, Spencer Etzler for the kill. Number 13 for Spencer, matching her uniform number. It's now 18-12, and Fort Recovery's in danger territory here now. Good serve, Kennedy's to Heitkamp. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp getting a kill, and boy, we needed that desperately. Kennedy Mollenkamp with a kill, put it down on the floor. She has a total of 5 kills on the night. And Kennedy will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by Blasting Game of Coldwater. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. And getting the kill there was Emma Eich. Emma Eich, who hasn't been in much tonight, picks up the kill. 19-13, side out, Lady Cavaliers. Going back to serve now is Briley Kanapke for Coldwater. It's a jump serve played by Dews to Carly Niekamp, and now Kennedy Mollenkamp free balls it over. Set for Coldwater there, Spencer Etzler again, and she hit it out of bounds. Boy, that was a wicked hit, but it was out of bounds, fortunately, for Fort Recovery. So Kennedy's goes back to serve, and that breaks the serve for Coldwater. 19-14. Lady Indians need about 4 in a row here. Good serve. Here's Kanapke setting for Spencer Etzler, and she got another kill. And Kanapke, Mia Kanapke, gets another assist. Spencer Etzler back to serve now. 20-14. Good serve dug out by Dews to Heitkamp. Here is Holman hitting it over. Blasting Game back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. The spike played by Coldwater. Battle at the net. Coldwater has it. Here's the set. Hit back over to Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Now Cameron Mollenkamp. And Cameron rams it down the throat of Briley Kanapke for the kill. Cameron Mollenkamp with her 4th kill of the evening. And it's 20-15, and Fort Recovery's Bridget Homan goes back to serve. Again, the Indians need about 4 in a row here. Get back in this set. That might be an ace serve. Nope, they save it. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Bryn Willman. Willman back to Coldwater. Now back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Heitkamp. A block at the net. Fort Recovery able to play it. There's Kanapke setting for Blasting Game. It's another block for Fort Recovery. Smashed by Mia Kanapke. Two hands it over. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. Blocked by Blasting Game. And there's Heitkamp hitting it over on the two-hand shove. And finally, Blasting Game gets the kill. Kill for Morgan Blasting Game. And that will send... Fort Recovery's Campbell Etzler back to serve. That did not help anything. 21-15 now. Lady Indians really needed a run there, and they didn't get it. 6-point lead for Coldwater with time running out.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Getting close to the end here. Fort Recovery has to win this set, and unfortunately, they trail 21-15 right now. Coldwater, a dominating team, number one in the state. Although I'm proud of our Lady Indians, they played tough for quite a while here tonight. Just Coldwater has too many weapons. Here's another serve by Etzler, dug out by Kenneth Dews. Two handing it over is Heitkamp. Smashed by Blassingame. Dug out there by Homan. Homan hits it back over and got the kill. Bridget Homan with the kill. And that ends the serve of Campbell Etzler. Back to serve now for Fort Recovery, trailing by five, is Cameron Mullenkamp. It's not over till it's over, but we need a run here. There's Blassingame. Little soft hit over. Cameron Mullenkamp will set for Heitkamp. Gets it back to Coldwater. Here's the set for Blassingame. And she got the kill. Hit it right inside the back line for her 15th kill of the night. 22-16 now. 6-point lead for Coldwater. And going back to serve now for the Lady Cavaliers is Jamie Lorak. Correction, that's not Jamie. That's Mia Kanapke. And Fort Recovery cannot make the return. It's a point for Mia Kanapke. Kanapke serves again. Mia Kanapke, she's got a ton of assists tonight. Good serve. Dug out by Dews to Heitkamp. Homan free balls it over. Here's Kanapke setting for Blassingame, and she gets another kill. Kill number 16 for Blassingame. 24-16. Here's your match points. Mia Kanapke serving. Good serve. Dug out by Dews, and it's an ace serve. And that is it. 25-16. Coldwater wins the third set. They win the match 25-20, 25-14, and 25-16. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment. Don't go away. Coldwater, your winner tonight.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Attention lawn enthusiasts. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is slashing prices on their used lawnmowers, with some marked down up to $1,000 off. Premium Grasshopper and Kubota mowers now available at jaw-dropping discounts. So whether you're tackling acres or just a cozy backyard, we've got the perfect mower for you. Why wait? Visit Hall Brothers today and score big savings on your next lawn upgrade. Swing by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery now and seize the savings before they're gone.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Couch Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Cout Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Full Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at CoutPharmacy.com. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. They're so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Palace at Coldwater High School. Coldwater sweeps the Indians tonight. They win the junior varsity match 25-21 and 25-19. And they win the varsity match 3-0, 25-20, 25-14, and 25-16. For the victorious Lady Cavaliers, Mia Kanapke, I don't have her assist total, but it was a bunch. She also had one kill, seven service points, including two aces. Morgan Blassingame had 16 kills on the night, quite a night for her. One block, five service points, and one ace. Kira Kanapke with nine service points, including an ace. Olivia Broering had a kill. Briley Kanapke had two service points, including an ace. Emma Ike had a kill. Spencer Etzler, an excellent night. 14 kills for Spencer with nine service points and two blocks. She also had a total of one, two, three, four, five aces among those nine service points. Paige Ontrop with five kills and two blocks. Campbell Etzler had 10 service points, and that included three aces. And finally, Harlow Hine had two kills and a block for the Lady Cavs. Again, leading the way in the hitting department, 16 kills for Morgan Blassingame, 14 kills for Spencer Etzler. And for Fort Recovery tonight, Kenna Dews had one service point. Kayla Heitkamp with three service points and one block. Bryn Wilman had three kills, three service points, including an ace. Carly Niekamp ended up with six kills and a block. Kennedy Mullenkamp with five kills, two service points, and an ace. Cameron Mullenkamp had four kills. Along with three service points for Cameron Mullenkamp. And Bridget Homan had a nice night with five kills and seven service points this evening as well. And those are your unofficial stats for the two teams tonight. Again, Coldwater wins over Fort Recovery, remaining undefeated on the year at 14-0 now. Lady Indians drop to 7-6. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to our studio producers for the radio station, Mr. Eric Catterly, for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Neil Spencer here at the game site, along with Brody Bargy back at the studios. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from the Palace at Coldwater, Ohio, where Coldwater defeats Fort Recovery in varsity volleyball tonight, 3-0.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.